And they had the signs up there now that they have a right to sit in. Now, if you want to go there and sit in the seat, that's you. You know what I mean? But with me, I just don't like to go no place and just got to be walking around looking for a place to sit down. So I had been going there eating, my daughter and I, nothing said, nothing done. And so my girlfriend, she went down. She was really fair. Not just, you know. But anyway, she went down. And when they finished eating, they broke the dishes right in front of her. They used to do that on the campus too. Because I was in with them breaking the segregation down in Champaign, at the university. Because we walked down there, you know, to break it down. So the children would have a right, because their parents was paying just as much money to support the universities as anybody else. They wouldn't a low price and a higher price. Mm-hmm.
Could you continue with your wish?
Oh, and I never had an opportunity, I never did dream of me going on the campus, and they had me on the panelist there. And I told them, you know, that's what I had longed ever since I first came, because I just couldn't understand that if you want an education, that you couldn't be around educated people. You know what I mean? Why couldn't they could go over there, but their functions and things was, you know, different, you know, and the students there. But what hurt me so bad, I used to have student boys, men, and this girl and her husband was staying with me. So she came in from work one day and she expressed about Champaign this and Champaign that, living here. I told her, I said, Champaign is a beautiful place. See, Champaign was beautiful when I came. People had flowers, had trees all up and down Church Street. They just lapping together. I used to call it Shady Town. That's my nickname for it. And when she told me that, and she said, I'm just going to write and tell Mama, I just don't like it here. I said, but where have you been here? She hadn't been nowhere but here at my house, go to work, go on the campus with her husband, and right back and right to Salem, right on the next corner here. I put her in my car. I took her all over Champaign. I took her all over Banner. And she said, this is really a beautiful place to live. You know, after she saw it. But all the other times she had never seen it. Well, see, my wish was that they would come out in the community. And then that made me think more of them coming in the community.
I have one question. I was reading here and you said there's something about the boycott of the medical place, medical
ice cream parlor. Yeah, that was right up here on the corner. You know, I just thought you'd go in there and sit down anywhere you wanted, but you couldn't. They had certain place for you to sit down. And that's when we boycott that place, so that we could have a right to go in and sit down and eat our ice cream wherever we wanted to.
You know what year that was?
No, I don't know the years. But it was back in the 40s. That might have been in the 50s.
Now, West Street was Medigo Ice Cream Parlor
now? It's right at the corner of the university here. You see that building, the brick building that they're fixing up now? Mm-hmm. That's the old Medigo. And at that particular time, they had horses there, you know, to carry the milk and stuff around to different people. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about somebody, you know, to carry it.
Thank you, Mrs. Swanson. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.